You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show. Hello and welcome. It's Radio Yorkshire. I hope you're having a nice life. It's about to get slightly better for the next 3 hours. I'm Ross Briley and I'm joined in the studio by a tiny sentient bran flake, otherwise known as Mr. Joshua Sadler.
Hello.
Hello, Joshua Sadler.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Why bran flake, Ross?
You just got an air of bran flakery about you.
You've described me this way many times before. I'm never 100% sure where the bran flake element came into it.
Well, I mean, admittedly, slightly misleading in the sense that a bran flake is
healthy,
good for you, and probably, you know, a worthwhile part of everyone's day.
I've never seen a bran flake drinking bitter and smoking a roll up either, so I don't know if that's...
I have, but it's after taking a handful of unidentified pills.
Okay, all yeah. Right, yeah.
But no, it was terrifying. In fact, maybe this is this... I think I'm still going through that.
I think that's probably what's happening to you right now.
Yeah, apart from that, how are you, little bran flake man?
I'm very well, thank you.
Do you come with a toy? Well, no, it wouldn't be bran flake. You didn't give any toys away with bran flakes, did they? Mummy, can we get the bran flakes? I want the spokey dokes.
Spokey dokes? Are spokey dokes the things that make the noise that go on your bike wheels?
The clacking noises, yeah.
I didn't realise they were called spokey dokes.
Called spokey dokes, buddy.
Well, I would have got some if I'd known they were called that.
Why?
And they came with bran flakes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So you're both healthy and annoying.
Yeah.
Which is, you're only one of those two things.
I'm only one of those two things.
But thanks for coming in.
That's all right.
And fulfilling your obligation. Well, yeah.
Like I said, the most you can expect from me is that I will turn up, Ross.
You will turn up, yeah. And you will speak the English language.
That's questionable.
It's questionable. You've got very red ears.
Have I?
Yeah, you've got incredibly red ears.
How could you possibly know that? You can only see one of them. The other one is covered by a headphone.
I suppose it's just like a...
You've made an assumption that the other ear is very red.
In my head, there's some sort of... there's a proverb or somewhere or something about the goat. What's the goat behind the door? There's a goat behind a door.
That's not a proverb.
There's a goat behind a door and they show you... There's three doors, there's a goat behind the door. They show you one of the doors... And if there's not a goat behind it, you should always switch because that increases your chances of guessing where the goat is. People don't think there is because they think there's only two doors, so why would you switch? You should just stick with the original selection. But you shouldn't. You should always switch to the other one. Can't remember why. It's convoluted and mathematical.
You lost me about 5 words into that.
There's a goat behind the door.
All right.
Someone says, which door's the goat behind? And you go, it's A. And I'll go, well... Because they can't... Why would a man... You don't need to speak if you just... trying to find goats behind doors, so you just need the ability to open a door.
I'd have wandered off and walked into the sea at this point rather than going to open the door.
Ah, well, that's where you're wrong, because this game is landlocked, I'm afraid.
Okay.
It's taking place
in Chad.
What? Do you know? How is he? Is this like inner space?
No, Chad, the African country, is it in as far as it's landlocked?
I thought you meant the
Chad Kroger, the lead singer of that band.
I thought you meant every quarterback in high school quarterback ever.
No.
Have you seen Inner Space? Is that a cultural reference that went over your head as well?
I didn't even realise it was a cultural reference. I thought you were just literally referring to a space.
No, not in a space.
Oh, inner space.
Inner space.
This is all completely
inner spies. Yeah. It's an Italian film.
Is it?
No.
I don't know what it is, Ross. I don't know what it is.
We'll discuss that. Like, we'll discuss your cultural baroness.
Baroness No Culture.
Baroness No Culture, yeah. That's your name a little bit later on. Anyway, this is the Ross and Josh Show. You've still been Josh for the week?
I haven't changed.
No?
No.
Any life lessons you'd like to impart before we go into another song?
Don't eat a Thai curry before doing a radio show.
It's quite early.
Early.
It's a horrible time of the day to eat a Thai curry.
Well, I've only just learnt that lesson, so next time I will know.
Well, you're listening to the Ross and Josh Show. Stay tuned for more lessons.
You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
It's Ross and Josh on Radio Yorkshire, and I hope you're enjoying yourself listening at home. Are you enjoying yourself, Joshua Sadler?
I'm having a lovely time.
Are you?
Absolutely, yeah.
You look like a man, and we're joined in the studio as well by our friend and soon to be yours, it's Mr. Peter Brush.
Still here, yes.
I'm going to force you to introduce yourself every time in a different way.
I don't like saying my name. Don't know why. Just feel very self-conscious about it.
Well, you don't have to. I'll say.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. You must. Yeah. If you could do that beer, that'd be great.
Did you have many? Was there many hilarious school-based puns and jokes around Peter Brush?
Yeah, lots, of, I suppose. Probably not as much as I thought that I would have expected there to have been.
So you're saying you're quite disappointed in your school's bullies, is that what you're saying?
No, they probably just realised how hack it was, like, quite early on, I think, probably.
If only we'd done the same.
I know.
If only we'd done the same. Because we've written 40... No, we haven't. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. I'm just happy with the Daftazer. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, there was a thing. There was a Paul Gascoigne autobiography when he first sort of maybe just left Newcastle called Daft as a Brush. And he signed a copy for my dad who told him his name. And he wrote, "See, there's someone else that's as daft as a brush as well," and signed Paul Gascoigne. So, yeah. But that's not my...
Have they stayed friends since?
No.
No?
No, that's a shame. No, I haven't. Well...
Have their lives taken different paths?
It would appear so. Or maybe my dad has a secret life that maybe he feels it best not to tell his kids about.
What's your dad?
It's the same as Paul Gascoigne's.
Yeah. What's your dad called?
Paul.
Paul Brush.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good solid name. Good solid name, that. Yeah. Mm. Good solid name.
I think there are only so many names that go with Brush, so...
What wouldn't go with Brush?
Theodore.
Cornelius.
Yeah, Cornelius wouldn't go. That's a shame.
It's a good name. It's a good side name.
Needs to be brought back. Yeah.
You haven't got kids yourself, have you, Peter?
No.
Do you want some? I've got a bag full. That's japery. Why are you looking at me like I've just stolen your car?
Well, no, I was just thinking about John. John's here, isn't he? There is a child here. That you can, you can have if you want.
Yeah, to. But he's having a nap, so don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. Do you have names planned for your kids for the continuation of the Brush dynasty?
I think other people in the Brush family might have to carry on the dynasty. I don't know. It's not. I'm not.
Are you opting out?
Well, I might be. I don't know. Nothing's going to happen in the immediate future. I don't think.
You don't know, Peter. You could go home. You could get into a crash. With a lovely lady in the car, and they should go, "Oh, can I have your insurance details?" And you say, "You can have my number as well." Yeah. And then you get married a week later.
Mm.
That could happen.
It could happen, but
what do you reckon the likelihood?
I reckon that's unlikely.
Just unlikely. That's, on the scale, that's a lot higher than I was anticipating.
Well, I'm a very careful driver, so I don't.
Well, maybe the love of your life isn't.
Yeah, well, that would be a real shame. But that's, well, there's no such thing as fate, I guess, isn't it?
Could you get on with somebody who was that much of a careless driver?
I don't know, sometimes opposites attract, don't they?
That's true.
You cancel each other out a bit. Yeah.
That is true. Well, yeah, I think that's one of those things that gets told to you when you're younger. And or it gets told to you by people who are in relationships that they don't like the person.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah.
Like, oh, well, opposites attract. Look at me and your mother. I hate her and we're still together. That kind of thing. And you go, oh, okay.
Is that my fault?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Is usually the answer.
Usually the answer, yeah, it would be.
What about your mum and dad, Josh? Were you an accident?
Well, given the fact that I'm born exactly 9 years after New Year's Eve, and there's only one of me.
9 years after
New Year's Eve?
What animal is your mother? What's the gestation period for a saddler? 9 years?
Well, I mean, given my current sort of height, stature, and mental capacity.
What were you doing? Maybe pickling that, maybe in the womb? What are you, a barrel of whiskey?
My poor mother, 9 years.
9 years carrying you around in her. God.
Literally been a burden to her.
Oh my God. So you came out of the womb aged 9. What a terrifying prospect. Wow. Well, Peter's genuinely horrified.
Yeah, well, he would be.
Can you imagine this, Peter? Are you imagining this now? Is that what's happening?
I'm trying my best not to imagine it.
I think that's for the best. Yeah. How old were you when you were born, Peter?
Minus a week.
Minus a week. Really? Were you early?
Yeah, I was early, yeah.
Have you continued that trend into life now?
Well,
actually, you were tonight.
I was, but that's...
Today,
no, I was
this
on
morning.
I was on time, you were late.
It's a fair point.
It is a fair point.
That was a flicker of... annoyance there from Peter Brush.
It's all right, it's justified.
It is justified. Mm. You were almost arrested, were you not?
No, there was a copper, just get the lingo right to sound cool as I can, outside the front, but he was just getting a sandwich. I stayed in the car because, you know, I didn't know if something was kicking off.
They'd run out of Italian herb and cheese? And
No, I thought it was going on a bust or something like that in the sandwich shop.
You said a man was shouting.
Yeah, I heard a man shouting as well. Yeah.
It was unrelated.
I believe it was unrelated. I'm making an assumption.
You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show, Radio Yorkshire, right now. We're cross-examining the first witness on the stand, Peter Brush, in the case of the state versus a policeman with a sandwich. a little bit later on, we'll be hearing Peter Brush's thoughts for the day, thoughts for the week, thoughts. Just general thoughts.
That's fine.
We'll be hearing from Baby John, and as I said, Gennaro Contaldo will no doubt pop into the studio again, as he's got nothing better to do. It's the Ross and Josh Show.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
That's right, Ross and Josh on Radio Yorkshire. I'm Ross.
I'm Josh.
And you are? I'm going to make you say it. Say it. You disappointed everyone at home, Peter.
Peter.
Brush?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
Oh, for a second, I thought you'd been replaced by a different Peter. If you could be any other Peter, what Peter would you be?
There's some good Peters out there.
I know the answer to this for me. What? If I was a Peter, I know which Peter I would be.
I know exactly which Peter you would be because you're practically his illegitimate child.
Does his second name also begin with a P?
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah,
is it a very Yorkshire-sounding name?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right, okay.
I think I know who that is as well.
Yeah. Do any of us want to say, or we're just going to?
Yeah, I think you'd be Pete Postlethwaite.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I would be.
He's a good Peter, though, isn't he?
He is a good Peter.
Who's here? Who else is on the list?
Well, Peter Cook. He's a really good Peter.
He's an excellent Peter. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Peter.
He's probably among my favourite Peters.
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah. Peter Bread.
Peter Capaldi's all right, isn't he?
He is, pretty good, yeah. Peter Serafinovich, he's all right.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
He's not too bad at all. Yeah. In fact, all the Peters are doing better than you, aren't they?
They are doing better than me. There's a lot of Peters doing better than me, yeah.
How many Joshuas are doing better than you, Joshua?
Joshua.
Can you name any other Joshuas? Jackson?
Joshua Jackson. Was that his actual name, or is that the name of the character in Dawson's Creek? Yeah.
Joshua Tree?
He's doing better. Phenomenally better than
successful,
me.
Successful yeah, album, didn't he?
It's a place as well.
It is, yeah.
Is it a thing, Joshua Tree? Is it a tree?
Is
there a tree called the Joshua Tree?
Yeah, that's where
the name of a place.
If I didn't know that you spent 9 years in your mother's womb, I'd say that was where you were grown, potentially.
On a tree, yeah.
Yeah, you're like a prickly pear, aren't you?
Probably.
Anyway, you're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. Speaking of which, of what we were just kind of speaking about,
yeah.
We didn't find it. Do you find things on the internet? They're just there. I feel like I'm trying to gain some sort of credit for finding this. A thing called The Ultimate Guide to Life, which I don't know about you guys, I could have done with a lot earlier on in my life to set out these aspirations and these levels and these goals. Because quite frankly, I've been here 30 years and I still have no idea what I'm doing.
I'm not sure that this particular guide is the one that I would have liked to have been handed as an adolescent.
No, maybe not. It's called 25 Milestones of Life and the Age We Should Achieve Them. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to see how you guys match up to that. Is that right?
Yep.
Right, okay. Josh, aged 15, first kiss.
I would have been 2 years in front of that.
2 years in front? 13 years old?
Yeah.
And you kissed a woman? A girl?
Well, not a woman.
Not a woman, no. That was a local story.
Another 13-year-old girl at the school disco and kept my eyes open for the entirety of it and was mocked for years after that.
Was that because you were terrified of what might happen?
What do you mean?
Well, like that something might kick off and you'd
miss
it.
You mean why did I have my eyes open?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or were you just...
I just didn't know how to do it.
Okay, fair enough. Did you not see her eye? Did you not look directly into her closed eyes and think, maybe she's doing it right?
I didn't know what I was doing. There was a lot of adrenaline going on, so it was...
Was it good?
I can't really remember.
No? Okay, fair enough. Peter, 15, first kiss.
Yeah, it's probably around then, I suppose.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was her name?
She might be listening.
I think it's highly unlikely, Peter.
Yeah.
It's more likely that you are going to get in a crash on your way home and meet the love of your life than the first kiss. Where are you from again?
I'm from Essex.
Yeah, there's absolutely no chance whatsoever.
All right. Well, still, it's private, isn't it? So
I don't want her inside leg measurement, but you know, just
no, just say it definitely happened. And move on.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it good? Was it all right?
Well, I mean, I made mistakes, but but you know, you've got to learn through doing, haven't you?
Exactly. So, no,
what mistakes did you make?
I just think,
you use your mouth, right?
Yeah, but I just think it's an instinctual thing. I just, I think I picked up some, yeah. I think I learnt from it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but it'd be difficult for me to analyse it. I'm not a great analyst.
Right. Okay. Well, you tell me, and I'll analyse it for you. That's what I'm going to. I think. Well, all right. My first kiss was. I think it was. It might have been a bit. I think it was 14, and it was awful. It was and it was that bad that the girl actually said when we'd stopped, pulled away and went, "Ugh, that was horrible," which was I thought was lovely.
Was there any more specific feedback given, constructive wise, in terms of it was horrible because?
I don't know really. I suppose it was like severing two heads and putting them in a washing machine on a high spin cycle.
I've got no idea what that's like.
Well, come here. There's a lot. I'm just saying. There's a lot of teeth and tongue. I think.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, and again, I think I learned from that. I think enthusiasm had to be reined in slightly from there on in.
Yeah.
Bit of mystery goes a long way, I think, with your first kiss. So tweet us in radio_Yorkshire about your first kiss experience, or if you're yet to have it, then maybe learn from these fools, terrible fools. But I think we were ahead of schedule there, so we're going all right.
All right.
At age 15. Yeah,
we're pretty cool guys, aren't
we? We're pretty cool guys. If we were at school...
Hold your horses. We need to get a bit further down this before I can maintain that I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, I think... to be fair, it depends what your definition of a cool guy is, I suppose.
A conformist guy, by the look of this.
Yeah. You're a pretty conformist.
Conservative.
Yeah,
by the look of Margaret Thatcher's Guide to Life.
It is a bit.
Yeah. Age 19, first full-time job.
I was a student then, so...
Yep, so yeah. You?
I mean, I had a full-time job for a couple of months between finishing school and going
to
university.
Didn't you have a gap year?
No, I didn't have a gap year.
You had a gap year?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I did, but that wasn't full-time, the job that I did. What, you mean when I was driving a forklift truck on a... what are they called? Industrial estate in Bolsover.
Yeah, yeah. So people have gap years, Peter, and they go to Koh Samui or whatever, or and go and hang out with other clueless people. You just drove a forklift truck. That's always your dream, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't have a licence to drive it.
You went into Thomas Cook and went, excuse me, I'm looking for an experience with a lot of machinery and muscly middle-aged men. And they went, have you been to Bolsover?
Wasn't even that. The thing was, there was only me and the person who owned the place there, and he was always in the office. So it was more or less, it was like a computer game where I had to move pallets of roofing felt from one place to another in a forklift truck that I didn't know how to drive.
Is that coming up on the Xbox One for time for Christmas? It's a very very limited game. So were you 19 first full time job?
I'd say so. Yeah, it was for about I would have been 18.
All right. Okay. And what was your first job?
My first job. What do you mean before? Because I did odd jobs before.
You were odd job.
No.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, but that hat has such a bad aim. I just had to...
You've had to diversify since
then.
Yeah,
too much friendly fire.
What was your first... Because I think I had a paper round, and then I was a waiter in a golf club, which was an experience. And then I worked in a video shop, which was possibly one of the greatest jobs I ever had, because no one ever came in. So she had to eat Maltesers and watch the latest flicks. Good.
It does sound good.
It was good. What about you? What's the first job?
I worked in a printing factory in a warehouse, putting stuff in boxes, and that's basically it.
Do you pine for those days?
I like the guy I worked with. He was all right. well, no, I like one of the guys I worked with, actually. But I don't really pine.
They won't be listening either. You don't have to name them.
I don't really pine for those days, really, but no. Yeah, I've had worse times, I suppose.
I've had worse times.
It wasn't as soulless a job as other things. We listened to Virgin Radio every day, and they had like we never play the same song twice all day. And I'm just slagging off another radio station. Well, this is probably not but not cool.
Does it exist anymore?
I'm not sure. It did at the time, I'm sure, because it went through Chris Evans bought it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Chris Evans went a bit, you know, he had a, you know, did a bit of a Lost Weekend sort of thing that lasted a couple of years. And
if you're listening, Chris,
I don't know what happened to it. He's not listening.
He's not listening. No one's listening, Peter.
No.
Nobody you've kissed, worked with,
or Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, this is really boring what I'm saying now. I can't remember. But they didn't play the same song twice all day, but they would play the same songs every day, which is in a slightly different order.
Right, okay.
So,
yeah. So they didn't lie to you?
No, that's true. They didn't lie to me. But you'd be like, it'd be like midday, and then suddenly Bowling for Soup Girl and All the Bad Guys one comes on. You go, oh yeah, they played this at 8:30 yesterday. And yeah,
was that the era of was it Feeder Buck Rogers? Was that around then as well?
Yeah, it was probably around then. Yeah. Yeah, Call for Cats was always on, yeah. But that's an old song. But
yeah,
yeah.
Some Reef. Did you get any Reef?
Yeah, I think that song was Reef. Pretty much always on. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
It was sang by a chicken in that version.
Yeah.
Put your hands up.
Yeah, they don't have hands either. So.
Put your wings up. Yeah. Paul McCartney here coming up next on Radio Yorkshire. Okay, so far, First Kiss has gone pretty swimmingly. First full-time job, we're already falling apart at the seams and we're barely into The Ultimate Guide to Life. Find out how badly our life's going as the show continues here. It's the Ross and Josh Show with Ross, Josh and... Peter Brush, baby!
Yeah.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Ross and Josh Show then here on Radio Yorkshire. Hope you're having a nice life. Morning, evening, afternoon. I don't know what time it is where you are. It could be any time, really, couldn't it?
Could be.
You don't have to be in Yorkshire.
No. Nope.
What's the time in Yorkshire, Josh? Fun times. You're not from Yorkshire, though, are you?
No, I'm from Derbyshire.
You terrible heathen. It's the Ross and Josh Show. My name's Ross.
And I'm Josh.
And this man, who's this man?
Peter Brush.
It's Peter Brush, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Brush is in the studio. Peter Brush. That's one more person clapping than you're used to.
Yes, it's, yeah, and more laughing as well throughout this as well.
A lot more laughing. We were talking about The Ultimate Guide to Life, trying to work out how far badly wrong we've gone in comparison to this so-called ultimate. It's not just a guide to life, it is the ultimate guide to life.
I'm not sure about that. I really...
I would have liked to read The Penultimate Guide to Life.
Yeah, I think that might have been a better edition. Having read through this, I now feel...
Inadequate?
No, better about my own life.
Oh, good.
I'm going to aim not to be on this particular trajectory.
All right, well, we had First Kiss, then we had first full-time job at 19. 20, pass driving test. Josh?
Yeah, I did that at 18.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Peter?
I was 27, maybe?
Yeah, I was 26, so we failed miserably, basically,
yeah,
on that.
I did.
Why didn't you bother?
Well, no, just because when I was studying, I couldn't afford to learn to drive. I had to wait till I was working again before I could... It's quite expensive to learn to drive, isn't it?
It is, and that's something The Ultimate Guide to Life has not taken into account.
No.
Unless you have a baby boomer parents, then you're going to be struggling.
Well, I think reading the rest of The Guide to Life, it probably is aimed at that demographic, isn't it?
21, first holiday with friends. Ah, have you got friends at 21, Josh?
No, although I went on my first holiday with friends when I was 14, and I'd managed to lose all of my friends by the age of 21.
Right.
So, yeah.
Was that in relation to the holiday?
Probably.
Yeah, can you remember any of it? Did you discover alcohol at that point?
When I was 14?
Yeah.
I hadn't discovered it in England, but we drove to Spain, and there was alcohol there.
Who?
And they were willing
you
to
and
serve
a bunch
it.
Of 14-year-olds?
No, I went with a friend's family.
Oh.
But there was me and
did
him
they
and
know?
His sister. What, that I was in the car?
Yeah.
Or
did you just get in the glove box?
Well, they must have known the vague oniony smell wafting through the car was me. So,
but they might have brought some onions.
It's true.
That's true. Yeah. Your first holiday with friends, Peter?
At 18, just before I went to university. Yeah.
Where did you go? Anywhere glamorous?
The island where Lord of the Flies was set.
I don't know if
where's
that's a
that?
Joke. Where's that? What?
No, I'm just pretending that was what the holiday was like.
Well, okay. But, no, and was it like that?
No, where did we go? Tenerife, I think. I think it was Tenerife I went.
You don't remember a lot about your life, do you, Peter?
I'm not a nostalgic person. No.
Will you look back on this experience fondly?
I won't even remember it. See, I don't look back. I never look back. I'm very forward thinking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No regrets?
I can't remember what I've done.
So you don't know if you should have done it better?
No, I think that's a good way to be.
No, I agree. Mm. That's well done, Peter. Mm. Well done. My first holiday with friends, I went to Cavos.
Is that a Greek island, I'm assuming? Sounds like it.
Yeah, it is. I haven't been able to drink a vodka Red Bull since. Put it that way.
Well, a good thing came at the holiday, then,
didn't it? Yeah, it did, yeah.
Absolutely.
But most of the bars you went in had buy one vodka Red Bull, get five free, which cannot be economically viable. Can it?
I've no idea. It depends where they get the vodka from, I suppose.
It's all watered down, isn't it, when you go to this?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, and I was 18, so, I mean, I'd looked at vodka before, but I'd never consumed a bottle in a night.
Do you fancy going on another one of those holidays?
I'd rather sever my own leg.
Peter?
No, don't offer. No. He's not doing it for you. Peter, take it away. Get your hacksaw. Knock yourself out. Severing my leg.
Oh, right. Oh,
you really don't remember anything, do you? Not even the conversation from seconds ago.
No, sorry. No.
All right, so first holiday, friends. Age 22, you're supposed to buy your first car and move out, which is an expensive year.
This is where it starts to get a little bit... It starts to unravel, doesn't it? Assumption that you're somebody who has come from money and are able to do all of these things. I mean, moving out's not such a... I don't suppose moving out's such a bad thing, because... But buying a car and moving out at the age of 22...
It's a fair old ask, isn't it? It's a fair old ask. You should be gone by before. You should move out before you're 22.
I think I was 19 when I moved out.
Yeah, I was 18. I haven't looked back since. Hi, Mum.
Neither was Peter.
No,
Do you remember when you moved out?
18. Well, yeah.
Do you remember your parents?
Oh, I have a vague recollection. Two people that look vaguely like me.
two benevolent elders. Mm. 23. First holiday with partner. I don't even remember. I don't even know what my first. I don't think I ever liked anyone enough to spend more than an evening with them.
An evening.
An evening. Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't even stay over. go home. I know we've been out for 5 years, but I've had more than enough of you. First holiday with a partner, Peter?
We went to Paris for a weekend. That's very cliched, isn't it? But
you were young. It's fine. No regrets, Peter. No regrets.
I reckon I would have been about 23, actually. Then. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Was it good? Was it all you hoped
for? Yeah, I like Paris. It's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did it strengthen your bond?
Possibly. I mean, I guess it didn't hurt.
Come to Paris, it won't hurt.
Yeah, nothing went wrong afterwards.
So, right, okay. Yeah. Are you still together?
Yeah.
All right. How long have you been together?
Nearly 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. Well, the round, pretty a brush, isn't it? Pretty a brush. Pretty a brush. Although, admittedly, it does help when you can't remember them.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Every day's like a new day. It's like starting again.
Are you living memento? Is this what? This is essentially your life. First holiday partner. Be a bridesmaid or best man? I've been neither.
Oh, and that's not happened to me.
No, not done either of those things.
I think there's only one, two, maybe three people at a stretch who I would even have a chance of being best man for.
I hope I'm never a best man. It's loads of organising.
It is a lot. It is.
You have to go to the stag party as well. I hate stag parties.
Why is that?
They're just.
You seem like the kind of guy who'd get Larry on lager and, you know, and get your bottom out.
Mm. You haven't spent that much time with me then, evidently. Or you were...
I just thought you were hiding your light under a bushel. Gary bushel.
I just don't think they're very pleasant experiences to be around. I like to draw a line and sort of go home at 11:30 and.
What's the latest you've stayed out,
and
Peter?
Not tie someone up and I've been out all night before.
You know. Don't get me wrong, I've lived.
Yeah, but it's usually begrudgingly because I haven't had the confidence or to get back by myself, or we're far away, and you know.
Do you know what we should do? We should have a competition where you win a night out with Peter Brush.
And what would the competition be?
It would be forcing yourself to just follow Peter around because he would never agree to it.
Peter?
I don't like that.
Have you ever been a bridesmaid or a best man, Josh? If you were a bridesmaid, you'd be like Baldrick, wouldn't it? It'd be terrifying.
Do you know, I did it a minute ago when you said about this.
A minute ago?
Two minutes ago, 3 minutes ago. When you talked about being a bridesmaid or a best man, I immediately went, no, I've never done that. And then a part of my brain went, oh, hang on, have I? And I thought, it's within my capabilities to have forgotten that I've been someone's best man.
Yeah, because you would have been leathered by halfway through your own speech.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
But I haven't been. so that's all right.
Good. No, neither have I. Well, that's we really are failing at live. Rent on your own. It's age 24. Rent on your own. I have never rented on my own.
I did. I was in a bedsit flat for like 3.5 years, and it was. I loved it, but everyone else that visited me did not, because there were two enormous windows, and so it was so cold in the winter because it was single paned and they were really big, and they had one radiator in the room, and I wasn't allowed to control when the radiators came on or not. But also the radiator was right next.
Why weren't you allowed?
Because the building there just controlled the hours of when the heating was going to come on. It wasn't up to me.
Are you saying you went to prison?
A prison with single pane glass windows.
Yeah, it's a minimum security one.
Yeah, it's a prison for people who lack the inclination to break.
You could see your breath in the middle of the night, and the radiator was right next to the door, so it never, there was never any, how you're supposed to put a radiator next to the window because it circumvents or something.
No.
Or something. You know you are, because the heat...
No, I'm not saying no, you're wrong. I'm saying no, I didn't know that.
All right, well, you're supposed to put a radiator next to a window so that the heat from the radiator gets circulated around the room because it will touch the cold air and it'll make it move fast, something like that. But it'll help the air go around, the hot air go around the room. But that didn't happen in that bedsit flat. And I had a small heater fan, and my friend Ian stayed round, and we got quite drunk one night, and he had to sleep on my floor, and it was the middle of winter, and he couldn't. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I just heard the heater fan go on, and that's because his face was so cold that he couldn't, stay asleep. But I liked the place.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you managed to sustain a relationship whilst living here as well.
Well, she didn't like staying round. I had to go to hers.
Funny that.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Why was it that you liked it so much? Was it the fact that other people didn't want to go there, or was it?
It's because you don't have any extremities.
Yeah. No, I didn't. No, I wasn't comfortable in the cold. But I just felt. I don't know. Maybe there was some romance. Maybe I felt I was like Kafka or something.
Right.
Living without central heating. Or something. I don't know. I liked being by myself and. Just liked it being my pad, and I didn't have to queue to get in the bathroom or something.
You didn't have to move into a bus station, but you could.
No, but you know what it's like. If you live with people.
Well, I live with him.
Yeah, if you live with people that you like, they still annoy you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He takes that long in the shower,
mm.
And then I get in the shower, and the plug hole's blocked up with thick hair.
Yeah. Well, I've got long hair on my head, and. So that also clogs up sinks.
Clogging up sinks here on Radio Yorkshire. I think it's time for a song.
Because when I'm washing the sink.
we've gone down a quiet path. It's the Ross and Josh Show, Radio Yorkshire. If you know how we got down this path, tweet us, radio_Yorkshire. Here's something else.
You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. My name is Ross Briley, and it will continue to be so until the end of the show. After that, it's anyone's guess. Josh Shadley, you're still here?
Yeah, I am.
Peter Brush?
Present.
Did you have a really enthusiastic teacher at school? Peter Brush!
No, I had... I probably did have enthusiastic teachers, but there was a kid in my school called Peter Scanion. And he used to always answer my name really quickly when he was in the register, because Brush is at the beginning of the alphabet and Scan is a bit. They'd say Peter, and then he'd just say yes, and so I never would answer because Peter Scanion would always answer for me, and then he wouldn't answer when Peter Scanion was read up, and then I found out that I got loads of absences recorded because they took him to be saying. It's just a mess.
Which, hang on, then that would work the other way. You wouldn't have to go to school because he would answer that you're there, and then they would think he wasn't.
No. They recorded loads of absences for me because he said that he was there, and they put him down as present because they knew his voice, and they didn't put me down as present because I hadn't said anything. That happened a few times.
Because you'd literally never answered your own name.
No, because he got in there.
He got in there before you.
What's his name?
Peter Scanion.
Peter Scanion. If you're listening, you ruined our lives. All of us. I'm shaking my fist at you now.
I'm sure he got sorted out, but...
I don't think he did. Gennaro, did you enjoy that anecdote?
Fantastic.
Good, so glad. Where did you listen to that?
push me side.
I don't even know what that means. Okay, we were going to The Ultimate Guide to Life. So far, I think we're failing miserably at life in general. If you agree, tweet us at radio_Yorkshire. Rent with a partner, age 25. Get married, age 27. Come on, lads.
We're not going to get married, are we? We're going to be eternal bachelors.
Are you married, Peter?
No, I'm not married.
Any plans?
No.
No? You can, if you want to do it, you can do it on the show. You can propose. You can bring her in and propose on the show.
I'll get told off.
Is that the dynamic of your relationship?
No, we just don't. We're not interested in getting married.
We're just not interested in each other.
I just don't want a big song and dance. You know,
literally a big song. And dance.
Literally a big song and dance. Who would be your best man, Peter?
Well, you haven't been one, so
yes.
But it's not happening. So I can make empty gestures like that.
You would be a bridesmaid.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I was gonna say you could be a ring bearer, but that's something a bit different, isn't it?
That's the little lad with the cushion, usually, isn't it? With the
Or the page boy.
I don't know. I'd do that.
Yeah.
Is that slot going? Is that available? Is that a vacancy at your theoretical wedding?
Yeah. Well, I
that's next. That's next Edinburgh. Peter Brush's theoretical wedding.
Mm. Yeah, that's a theoretically show, isn't it?
Make a note of that. Okay, so we've not got married. Buy first flat. That implies that there'd be more than one flat that you buy.
I very highly doubt that there'll ever be a flat for me. I just don't think I'll ever buy a place.
I think that goes for, without going too far into the economic climate, I think that goes for a lot of people in our generation, Josh. I think that's really a problem that the government has to look at. There's not enough houses being bought, and quite frankly, this trickle-down economics is not working out, is it?
No.
Thanks very much. Buy first flat? You bought your first flat, Peter?
No, I still rent now. I'd like to buy a flat. I like flats.
Good, right. So I should end there.
Do you want to buy back the one that you had previously?
Yeah, and get new windows installed. I'd like to buy a flat. I've always said I'd like to buy the top flat of a block, but then also buy all the flats around it so I didn't have people making noise.
It's chippy and easy, and it is delicious.
That's what Gennaro thinks of your idea, Peter. Although you haven't got headphones, so you don't know what he said. Okay, so you bought your first flat, then you've got to have your first child a year later. That's 28. How old are you, Peter?
30.
So right now, we should have kids age 2. We should be down the park together going, oh, has yours got teeth yet? And you'll go, no, but it's got claws. And you should be... You should be getting ready now.
I should be at the hospital waiting for Persephone to give birth.
Yeah, although admittedly...
Which will take 9 years. It might take nine years. Saddler,
yeah,
so.
Exactly, yeah. This is the Ross and Josh Show. 9 years later, have first child, buy first house a year after you... How can you afford to have a child at 28 and then buy a house at 29?
If you sold the child.
But I'd give you £150,000 for this baby. Fantastic. That's a two-bedroom house in...
Yeah. I go to lots of baby auctions, isn't it? <there? laughs>
Is that roughly how much they cost?
I'll tell you afterwards. It's not really legit. So.
Peter Brush's baby auction. That's Edinburgh 2017. Sorted. Start earning average wage. What does that mean?
I don't know. What is the average wage?
I don't know. Well, that's that one off. That's what I should be doing now, apparently. 31. Have a second child. Give me a chance. I ain't impregnated anyone first time yet. 32. Buy a brand new car. Is that honestly an aspiration?
To have a brand new car... I don't really...
You can just buy cans of the smell. You don't need to get... You just buy an old car and fill it with new car smell.
New car smell. I'd like to have a car one day. That would be nice.
But it doesn't have to be new. Mm. Is your car new?
My car is not new.
Good.
You lose thousands when you drive it off the forecourt, don't you?
You do, exactly,
everyone
yeah.
Everyone says that.
False economy. Yeah. Well, I don't know why people don't just park up, go back and pick up the money they've dropped. 32, buy a brand new car. 34, become a manager at work.
It's so bleak.
What are the chances of you being a manager of stand-up comedians? An agent, that's essentially would be. You become an agent.
Yeah, I think being a manager is you just have to be in charge of someone else, don't you?
So would you be, you go into MCing, you'd compare more, is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, bring myself on.
You could be your own manager.
Yeah, I suppose technically I am my own manager if I do my accounts and stuff.
You are? Stuff, yeah. That one, you're way ahead. All right,
fair
enough.
Ahead of the game.
I think you're right. Age 35 as well. You might be ahead of the curve with us as that as well.
I like that 35 is think about starting a business, as if you've gone 35 years and gone, hang on a minute, I've cracked it, I'm going to start a business.
But that's it. There's no specified start there.
What are you going to do? Mm. No idea.
Do you think you could go on Dragon's Den with that?
Yeah. What's your business idea?
I'm going to start a business.
It's just that's the only thing that says think about. It's not like think about going to the moon or something.
And
then immediately go, no, actually, that's not really feasible, is it? It's, those are things you can think about.
Think
about cheating on your wife. What's that on here?
But don't do it.
No, but just thinking about
just
it.
Just think about
that's
it.
That's 7 years after marriage, isn't it? That's...
You've got two kids for you. You can't cheat on your wife.
Yeah, but you think about it, don't you?
Well, yeah, I know, but what? She'll take off with the new car if you do that.
Mm.
Then at 36, move to second house. Start enjoying two holidays per year, which is great. Either means that you're going on two holidays per year or you've stopped hating them. So, we got two holidays per year. Where'd you go? Places we despise. So that's something to aspire to at 36. 37, start earning £40,000 a year. How's that looking, lads?
It's not going to happen ever for me. It will never, ever happen.
That's not true. We might be rich and famous. Someone might listen to this show and go, hey, that Ross and Josh are good. That Peter Brush is all right, but you know, let's get them on. Some
we
radio
don't know
station.
What inflation is going to be like for the next 7 years, so we might well be earning that. But
no, we will be. But bread will cost £40.
Yeah. You have to move to Zimbabwe or something like
again.
Yeah.
38. Move to Zimbabwe. 39. Look at buying property to let. Really,
in Zimbabwe.
There won't be any property to let. It'll all be bought and let. There isn't any property left. We've gone very political on this show.
At the age of 39?
I like the fact... And then 39 to 60. Between the age of 39 and 60, you are expected to do nothing. Just you will achieve nothing. You will merely gestate.
That's more realistic, though, isn't it?
It is the most realistic thing on here.
Age 43, grow to resent your children. The next one. Age 60, retire. It doesn't say death. There's no death.
There's no death on this.
When are you planning on dying, Josh?
I'm not. I'm planning on buying... property after property after property until I become a land tycoon and have enough money to live forever.
I don't think that's how it works.
Isn't it?
No.
Okay, well,
this isn't an online RPG.
Okay.
Sorry. Peter, when do you plan on dying?
After I've bought property in the afterlife.
Is that how it works?
I don't know. We don't know enough about the afterlife, really.
No. I can only afford a small maisonette in purgatory, unfortunately.
Mm, yeah. Well, once you've paid that off, you can...
I can move.
Move.
Unless, of course, like I said, things have hit hard times, then I might have to move to hell. It's the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
The Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. We've pretty much established over the past hour that, according to the Ultimate Guide to Life, we're failures. Failures, aren't we, Josh?
Yep. I knew that anyway. I didn't need to look at it. So.
No, that's true. Aren't we, Peter Brush?
Well, yeah, it looks like that way.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind. But I think it's going all right, though, with life in general. I mean, we're still here. We beat the odds.
I'm fairly happy with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going all right? Any hopes, dreams, aspirations?
Just that tomorrow might be a nice day. I've enjoy whatever I'm doing.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks.
Good luck. Don't aim too high, will you?
No.
Peter, you've got a few... you hoping for a good Edinburgh? Are you hoping that you get to Edinburgh and you win the Best Newcomer Award? And it's basically... everything's gold-plated from there on in.
Well, I'm eligible for it, but that, I'm not... Well, it'd be extremely, you know, wishful thinking, but...
Well, I realise that, Peter. Yeah. I'm not. If you came on and went, I am going to win Best Newcomer at Edinburgh,
yeah,
I'd think you'd gone mad.
Yeah, some people do sound like that. Yeah, there's like people that go on The Apprentice.
That is true, yeah.
And I'm definitely not.
Like, I would love to see you on The Apprentice, Peter. Yeah. To be honest with you, I thought this was all a terrible idea. We shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I quite like to go. I apply every year, but...
Do you genuinely?
No.
I'd love it if that was your hobby. You were just one year. There's going to be you just looking... Just stood awkwardly in a suit looking at people going, who are these people and why am I spending my time with them? But no, you're going to Edinburgh. Your show is called...
Older Than the Oldest Dog That Ever Lived.
Peter Brush is older than the oldest dog that ever lived.
How old is the oldest dog that ever lived?
29... years and 5 months.
Okay.
There you go. So you've
got a while to go.
You could easily die.
Yeah.
On your way home tonight.
Thanks. That's a nice thought.
That's the second show in succession I've threatened to murder you as well.
What is it with you and people crashing their cars and dying on the way home?
Look,
this?
I've just got a gift. All right. I've got a vision. I can see it happening. If that did happen,
you would feel terrible.
But I would feel terrible, but then I could say that about anything. Say, oh, Peter, I'm sorry to hear you were stabbed to death in an alleyway. I don't know. Sorry, Josh, I'm sorry to hear that you were killed in a freak yachting accident. I don't know, like, what... Or at least, you know, Peter's kid could become Batman and revenge him. I don't know. I don't know what you'd do.
No. Not a lot, really.
No. Oh, well, The Ultimate Guide to Death here on the Ross and Josh Show. Yeah, you're going to Edinburgh, and it's not your first year, is it?
Well, it's my first year doing a solo show by myself. I've been before and done half an hour's show with someone else doing the other half hour. And
it was you and Fern Brady, was it not?
It was, yeah.
And you're both stepping into the wide world of solo shows this year.
Yeah. We've...
Ferns is
gone our separate ways.
You can go. Yeah, that one. Fleetwood Mac. Are you like Fleetwood Mac?
I think, yeah, they're okay, yeah, I think.
No, are you and Fern like Fleetwood Mac? Did you have a romance and write 20 years worth of songs about it?
No, not 20 years worth.
Anyway. So good luck, Peter.
Oh, thank you.
What else have you got coming up in the Yorkshire area?
Surprisingly, I'm in Yorkshire a bit more. The next couple of weeks, I think I'm doing the Hi-Fi Club this Saturday, today or yesterday.
Depends on when you're listening. Yeah,
20th of June. I think I'm doing it. I'm not on the listings, but
just turn up, mate.
But I think that's how I get most of my gigs. Just turn up. They said I was supposed to be on.
I'm sorry. Who
it's,
are you?
It's surprisingly successful.
Do you get paid for them as well?
If you do it, you. Yeah, we're entitled to it, aren't you?
I think that's where we're going wrong, mate.
That is where we're going wrong.
Not turning up to gigs we shouldn't be on.
Yeah.
Where else are you at? You're at in Chapel Allerton, round the corner from my house.
Yep, Seven Arts Centre on the 25th is the Wednesday, isn't it?
Yep.
And the day after that, I'm doing an Edinburgh preview in Leeds again. The Crowd of Favours in City Centre, which is relatively near the bus station, I think.
It is. Yep.
And that's free. That. It's me and someone else doing their hour as well, so that's free to turn up at. So,
do you want to come round for dinner for the Chapel Island one beforehand? Maybe cook you a fish pie or something. I don't know.
I don't really know if that's a great idea.
Why not?
But I don't know. I wouldn't. Well, I'll get back to you.
Why not? What's wrong with my cooking?
Well, I don't know. I'm just a bit. I'm not. It's not that I'm fussy, but I like to be.
What would you like? I'll cook to order, Peter.
Okay.
What do you want?
Well, I don't know. Something spicy.
Yeah? Yeah. What about...
You said you had a curry earlier on. Is that a particular...
I had a curry earlier on, yeah.
I could. What about a Thai chicken cashew nut and chilli stir fry?
Yeah, I don't really eat a lot of meat, so...
All right. What about a Thai tofu cashew nut and chilli stir fry?
That sounds all right.
Yeah. Well, all right, okay. Well, Peter Brush comes to the dinner. It's Edinburgh 2018.
Yeah.
Still going to be going then, Peter?
I hope so. I think I'm supposed to be coming up with a business idea by then.
But not executing it.
No.
Just thinking about it.
That's all you need to do.
Speaking of thinking about it, Peter, do you have a thought for the day before you leave us? Thought for the week? Before you start, yes or no?
I have been thinking things, whether they're broadcastable, I don't know. But.
Well, I'm pretty sure you'd know whether they were broadcastable, because surely you have
my
some...
inner sense is quite strong, isn't it?
You have a rough idea of what's broadcastable, right, Peter?
I tried to free Giuseppe and everything. So.
What?
Because I tried to free Giuseppe, because, you know...
Who's Giuseppe?
The Italian guy you've got.
Oh, Gennaro!
Gennaro Cantaldo?
Yeah. Held against your will.
Fantastic.
He
enjoyed it, really. Okay, I'm a bit worried now that you're going to say something that's not broadcastable, so thanks for that, Peter. I thought you were a safe bet. I thought you were a safe bet to get on this show. Not like Rob Mulholland, if you're listening.
Was he not a safe bet?
No, he wasn't a safe bet, no.
Was he live as well?
He was live, yeah. Yeah, he nearly gave me a nervous breakdown.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so if you ever do anything like this...
He's a nice guy, Rob.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah, but his Edinburgh flyer has got his bum on it.
He has.
And I can't stop thinking of his bum. Whenever I think of it, I see his bum. I really want to just
I wish I could not have seen it, but yeah, I have seen it now. And as soon as you've mentioned it, I've got...
I feel like even if I got all of his flyers and burnt them, I couldn't,
couldn't get it out.
Raise it from my brain, yeah.
No.
Is this your thought for the week? Rumble Holland's Derriere is the title of his Edinburgh show.
I had some, you know, thoughts with lots of pathos in them, but now that bum keeps floating floating up mid-sentence.
Have you got one for us before you go?
I don't know. Well, maybe it's just me or like my car, but I think there should be an extra windscreen wiper setting between 1 and 2.
Is that it?
Well, don't you find that?
Where's the pathos?
I've had 2 cars, and both of them have been suffering from the same. Because
admittedly, it goes from
the first one's extremely intermittent, and the second one's constant. And I just want something between intermittent and constant.
That's my aim in life. Just generally.
I don't understand why it's not being fixed. I mean.
I last time I rented a van to move house, you have constant or intermittent, but when it's on intermittent, there was another knob on the side that you could twist to vary how intermittent that was.
What?
So you could change the speed of how intermittent.
We have covered some topics today, I tell
you. You'd have to get a van. I mean, are you willing to get a van to fix this problem?
Well, no, surely it wouldn't just be, you know,
no,
you need to
one
the van,
van,
it would be the make or something.
I'm pretty sure my experience is generally kind of like, oh, it's raining slightly, get all the rain off it!
Yeah, but it makes a squeaky noise sometimes against my windscreen, which I'm not keen on.
Peterbush's thought for the day, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry if that's
much.
Disappointing, that as a thought.
Interesting comparison to last week's. They were so...
Well, I was also thinking a bit about...
No, you only got one.
Oh, okay. That's all right then. Right, I'll save it for another time.
Peter Bush's thought for the day. It's the Ross and Josh Show, Radio Yorkshire. Peter, you've had enough now, haven't you?
Now.
Yeah. Do you want us to release you from this sweaty tomb?
Yeah, I'll go and I'll call the squad to free you. Italian, sort of, the guy that's tied up.
Do you know who he is, by the way? Do you know?
I've no idea who he is.
Should look it up. He's Gennaro Contaldo. He's an Italian chef. He's the guy that taught Jamie Oliver to cook, and he's one of the most fantastic people that's ever lived.
Oh, I've seen him on Saturday Kitchen.
He's just amazing, the level of enthusiasm he has for everything.
Absolutely
all the time.
Loves it.
Oh, so he's not actually, I thought he was like a local pizzeria guy that you had to promote or something. Or...
No.
He's like my hero.
He's his hero, yeah.
Okay. I was in Scotland the other day and had this fantastic Scotch eggs.
This is great. He's in Scotland and he had fantastic Scotch eggs.
He just loved it, Sam.
Fantastic. Peter Brush, thanks for coming on.
All right, yeah, cheers.
is that honestly what you ended on?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Ross and Josh Show, Radio Yorkshire, Peter Brush. I love him.
Thanks, Peter.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Hello, welcome back. It's the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. I've been Ross since the dawn of time. Now, who are you?
I'm Josh, and I have been since the land before time.
The land before time. Ducky.
What's up, Duke?
The problem is you mention things, and then I elaborate on them, and you look at me like I've just weed in your soup. Which I have, but you don't know it yet.
Who are you? Tyler Durden?
I am, yeah.
I thought you were going to make another reference then to Fight Club that I wouldn't understand.
No, I'm not allowed to talk about it. It's good to hear from Barry, I thought. I mean, his display was underwhelming. That's a better way to phrase that. What an underwhelming display.
Yeah, well, don't tell him that. You know, he'll get very upset about it.
He'll be very self-conscious, I imagine.
It's very close to his heart, his display, which is something he should see the doctor about.
I agree. Oh, Barry the beekeeper, my hero. Yeah, no, it was good. It was good to hear from him, I thought.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, Barry. Should we get our next guest on?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was on last week, of course. He is a wonderful... Well, he's not quite a man, is he?
Not really.
He's more a baby.
He's more of a baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. It's Baby John, everybody. Baby John. Baby John is on the studio. John, come in. Sit down, mate. Sit down, buddy.
Hiya.
How you doing, buddy? Sorry, I went... I was, sorry, that
Are
was
you
like
trying
a,
to mimic me, Ross?
It was more a sympathy voice.
I have got
voice.
A beautiful voice, actor.
You do. You do have a beautiful voice for a 6-month-old baby.
Well, I have...
a voice for a six-month-old baby.
You do, yeah. Now, just remind listeners at home, if they weren't listening last week, you're our friend, Baby John. We met you at Kirkgate Market.
Yeah.
Which is where I meet all my friends.
Yeah. Well, it's a good place to go and buy clothes for babies and meet new friends.
Good. Is that the tagline? Have you been roped
in? I've been working on it. They've tried to... Well, you know, I said I've been looking for a job. Well, I said to them I could come up with like some of their copy for their advertising, but I think my slogans are a bit long.
No, I think that's fair enough. But keep working on it, John. I believe in you.
Okay, thank you.
You can open your eyes if you like.
No, I can't.
No, you can't. No, no. Fair enough. That's good.
They're literally sealed down.
Right. It's a shame, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You're not missing much, just my face. So thanks for coming on, John. What have you been up to since last week?
Well, like I said, I've been trying to get a bit of money to buy some shoes. And Josh's dad said,
like a little urgent.
But I need to get some between now and then. I got a job for a bit.
You got a job?
Yeah.
What, was it back off the back of the show? Someone got in touch?
Well, sort of. It was one of your neighbours, actually.
Oh, okay.
Doris? No. No, not Doris. Doris don't... She can't... Forget about Doris.
can't. She's stuck in my head. I love you, Doris, if you're listening.
She'll not remember that. Doris... I can think about is Doris now.
Sorry, she's a lovely you had a old job.
Lady.
You had a job.
She's a lovely old lady. She's always got a rusk waiting for me.
Yes.
Whenever I pass by the door, I got a job. Do it.
How do you know that? Can you smell them?
What, the rusks?
Yeah, because you can't see them.
No, I know. I think I just sort of like I float up in the air and follow the scent of the rusk towards its emanating beautiful. Beginning.
You've got quite a vocabulary, haven't you, John, for a six-month-old baby?
What's vocabulary?
Exactly. You got a job?
Yeah, babysitting.
You were the babysitter?
Yes, I was the babysitter.
Right, okay. And how did that work?
Well, not really well, because at about 5 o'clock in the evening, I had to put the kids to bed.
What? Why?
Because I had to go to bed at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Why did they have to go to bed earlier than you? Surely it would be the way around, wouldn't it?
What?
Well, you were younger.
I know,
than...
but I was the babysitter.
Oh, I see. You had an air of authority.
I was in the employ of to be a babysitter.
Right, okay. And but so, not worked out?
Well, it's not really financially viable, Ross, because I whilst babysitting, I have to pay a babysitter to babysit me, which actually means I end up being out of pocket. But I did get up I did get to stay up and watch Jurassic Park.
Did you?
Two. It's got Pete Postlethwaite in it.
That's it. Do you know that Josh wants to meet you? Josh, you want to meet Pete Postlethwaite, don't you?
I'd love to meet Pete Postlethwaite, yeah. Have I said it wrong again? Is it Postlethwaite?
Postlethwaite, yeah.
Postlethwaite.
Yeah.
You've been saying it wrong, haven't you?
I have, yeah. But you've been saying it wrong as well.
I did just say it wrong. Did just say it wrong as well.
You two are like two peas in a pod.
Aren't we? We can't talk at the same time.
What do you want to do, John? Is there anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to get involved in?
I just wish my dad would get back in touch with me.
Wow. Okay.
No, it's not like that. We're not estranged or anything. I've just not seen him for a bit.
Oh, right. What's a bit?
He's been working.
Right.
And he was in a... He's in bits at the minute, Ross.
Oh, what's happened? Has it been a family bereavement or something?
No, he's in a car crash.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, John. This has all gone very serious, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's his job. He's a crash test dummy.
He's a crash test dummy?
Yeah.
Your dad's a crash test dummy?
Well, of course he is, yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his heart. Once there was this girl who wouldn't go in. a change with the girls in the change room. And when they finally made her, they saw birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it. They'd always just all over the church floor. He couldn't quite explain it. They'd always just gone
Crash Test Dummies then, live on Radio Yorkshire. Just for your dad there, John.
My dad?
Yeah, your dad, yeah.
Yeah. He's heard that song a million times.
Has he? What's his usual response?
He doesn't say a lot, he's mute.
Right, okay. That's, so you got the, you're the talker of the family, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, I got the talking jeans.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, you've got lovely jeans as well.
Thank you.
Lovely talking jeans.
Yeah, I got these off Kirkgate Market.
Yeah, good, yeah. Before you go... Do you want to play a bit of a game?
Yeah, I'd love to play a game before bedtime.
Have you heard of a game called Articulate? It's called the Fast Talking Description Game. Sounds perfect for you, buddy.
I can talk, yeah.
You can. Can you describe things?
I can describe them through things that I know about, yeah.
Not right.
It was like...
Like rusks.
Yeah. Remember that time when you tried to explain to me what Papua New Guinea was?
Yeah.
It took a long time, didn't it?
It did, in fact.
So it might be a bit like that if I get anything difficult.
All right, that's fine. We'll get there.
I'm still not sure what a Papua New Guinea is, but...
I'll take you one day.
Okay.
When you're all grown up.
Is it far away?
It is pretty far away.
Is it past Wakefield?
It's past Wakefield, yeah. Westgate or Kirkgate?
I don't know. We had to get a bus service last time because the trains had been cancelled. Okay. So I can't remember which one it was from.
That's fair enough. All right, what happens in Articulate, if you've played it at home, I don't know if you have, it's basically one person has to describe something without saying what the actual name of the thing is.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I can do that. So I just have to read what it says on the... I can't read, I've got my eyes shut. I get Josh to whisper it to me.
It's fine. Yeah, do you get Josh to whisper it? Yeah, yeah. And then you've got to describe what it is. You've got to try it, so I guess it. But you're not allowed to say the actual name. For example, this one says a leaf. But you couldn't say, it's a leaf, Ross. Because that would be against the rules.
Okay.
So how would you describe a leaf, John?
It's like... It's thinner than a rusk, and it's orange. It's orange in. Hang on, have I been alive in the autumn? No, I haven't. It's always green. And it's got a shape to it, and it comes off a tree.
Seems fair enough. All right. Is it a leaf?
It's a leaf, yeah!
Yeah!
It's a leaf.
Yeah. Oh, good. Do you know what, did you enjoy that?
Really fantastic.
I thought so.
Thanks, Gennaro.
I thought so too. How long do you think this section should be?
Straight inside. Fast inside. Come inside. Inside is inside your heart.
That's not the one I was supposed to play.
What do you mean, play? I thought he was here.
Oh, sorry. I mean, thanks, Gennaro. Thanks for coming. All right, let's have a bit of Game of Articulate. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's just the theme tune.
Yeah, great job.
Right, okay, you go. Let's see. Right, you've got 60 seconds. Go.
All right. Josh has got a set of pyjamas, and they've got an animal on them. What is grey, and it's got a big nose, and it's got... It tried to order a Spanish omelette once, and it's... are you going to guess it or what?
Is it an elephant?
It's like an elephant, but one of them, but from olden times.
From...
Like back
a dinosaur,
like a dinosaur, yeah, but like an elephant,
mammoth.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Mammoth. Yes,
yeah,
good,
yeah.
Right. Okay, right. Good, right.
This next one, there's a flavour of Bulmer's cider. There's this
pear.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Shh. Never mind. there. Right. When I went to the park with you and Josh, and we were throwing bread at these animals, what was on the pond?
Ducks.
Yeah, I like that, but like a longer word for it that I didn't understand.
A longer word for ducks?
Yeah. Another word for duck.
Another word for duck?
Like specifically crouch. Pond ducks.
Oh. Pond, mallard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
How long have we had here?
I've no idea.
It's smaller than me.
Amoeba.
Smaller.
An atom.
Smaller. No, hang on, it's bigger.
a neutron.
It's bigger than that.
Dust.
Smaller than that. Between dust and an atom.
Between dust and an atom.
I think. It's a collection of atoms, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Give up.
A molecule.
Oh, well, yeah, fair enough. Okay, yeah. You've got one more. One more.
Okay. There's a bad man who runs all the papers and stuff. And he's not a bad man. He might be a bad man. Josh says he's a bad man. And he owns all the papers and that.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Right, okay. Thanks very much. Baby John playing Articulate, ladies and gentlemen. Baby John playing Articulate.
Did I do well?
I think you did pretty well there, John.
Can I have a rusk?
You can have a rusk,
thank
yeah.
you.
There you go. Well, thanks for coming on, John.
That's all right.
How are you getting home?
My dad's driving back.
Oh, God help you.
Hey, you know what they say, though? We might, well, what Ross says, though, we might bump into someone and I might fall in love.
Die. It's certainly possible, John. Anything's possible. On Radio Yorkshire.